And a good Tuesday morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN here at 907. We are pleased to be joined here via telephone by City Manager Ron Fear and Manhattan Mayor Ujiretti. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having us.
You betcha. We're glad to get you in here. You have a special meeting coming up this evening at 7 p.m., and I know there's been a little bit of a change of structure here as we continue through this pandemic. Let's talk a little bit first about how you guys are structuring your meetings going forward.
Sure. So tonight's meeting, and at least the plan to move forward, is to use a Zoom platform. That essentially all the commissioners will be calling into, and then we'll actually have some staff in the commission room to utilize our production capabilities, so that we'll try to maximize the amount of methods we have for folks to tune in and observe that. And so our normal processes for the city's website production on Boxcast, as well as Facebook, as well as our Cox Channel 3, will still be the regular venues that we use. Otherwise, it's just the commissioners won't be in the commission room. They'll be participating on the Zoom platform for that. As a result of that, we're taking public comments on the two items that we have on the agenda. Those can be emailed to the City of Manhattan, or you can call the city clerk's phone number if you need assistance with that, and that number is 785-587-2404.
And you need to get those public comments in by 5 o'clock, is that right?
5 o'clock today, yeah, so we can get them to the commission, so they'll all have that information at the start of the meeting, right? Before.
So one of the things, as it pertains to public comment that Ron was just discussing, because we, you know, we are not required to have it, but I think one of the things we do try to emphasize, at least in the city commission in the past and present, is to make sure it's as open as possible for public comment. And this is our first trial with this. So they can email us directly. They can email it to our city clerk, Brenda Wolf. They can call us. But what I hadn't discussed this with Ron, but one of the things I wanted to do is, after a general agenda item is completed by the presenter and commissioners have their questions or comments, I usually say, is there any public comment? And I think that would be an appropriate time for any one of our city staff, whoever is designated, to read those comments, mainly because those comments are not just for the city commissioners' eyes and ears, but it's for the public to also know what other people are thinking about this general agenda item. So I think that's something that we need to emphasize, to keep it as open as possible under these circumstances. Otherwise, these people probably would have typically shown up and spoke, at the mic, and to have one of our city staff read it out loud would be their mic moment to have their concerns or their thoughts addressed about any one of the general agenda items.
Well, yeah, and I think that's our intent to go forward. I think we did provide the comments we've received to date to the commissioners last night. I don't know that we got those posted to the website yet or not, but that's one of the things we talked about doing too. It's only, I think we've had one on the first item and a couple on the second item. So that's, encourage folks, if they have comments that they'd like to make, and as the mayor said, you know, your original process of communicating with commissioners individually or using the city's group email to commissioners is available as well. You don't have to do this specifically, but if you're wanting something submitted, and we will attach those comments to the minutes as well. That'll be part of that policy change, of any comments that are submitted officially through the clerk would have those attached to the minutes.
Okay. As far as, and I know there's been some challenges to this here in the last couple of weeks, with especially holding public meetings, because they are required to be open to the public. How are you guys managing that if people want to come attend a meeting? Is that an option right now, or are we just going all virtual at this point?
It is not an option. So basically, we're providing our regular platforms that we normally do, except an actual physical facility to attend a meeting. So one of the things that the Attorney General's office has issued some guidance for us in this kind of emergency situation and going to a virtual meeting, if you will, is, you know, there isn't, we need to make our best opportunity for folks to be able to view the meeting. And so that's why these three different formats we think that we've always provided, except for the physical structure, is what our plans are at this point.
Right. And the other piece is, you know, if social distancing, if putting it into practice as we are, we don't want to have our meeting in a regular format. And I think that's going to be true for our advisory boards as well, mainly because we want to decrease touch points for the public. So even if somebody feels like they don't have any symptoms, they're fine, and they want to comment on one of these agenda items, if they come and they touch the microphone or they touch the chair or they touch anything else, we don't know who is the carrier and who is not. So that makes it makes that area more susceptible for somebody else who might be not as healthy to contract the COVID-19. So we're having as few touch points as possible is the best practice for social distancing and to reduce the spread of the virus. And I think that's why it's extremely important that we go virtual, but also make it as open for the public. Because one of the things that worries me the most in this area of social distancing is that this is the time when the public needs the most information, and this is also the time we are able to not give them their way of getting that information. For example, the radio or the TV or coming to meetings, all of these things are being a little bit less. And I think we try to keep it as open as possible so people still have as much information as they need. Because we're going to start talking about budget items. We're going to start talking about other items that might be pertaining to their life. And we need to get that information out in all platforms that they may not be used to. So.
All right. Well, let's dive a little bit into the general agenda here tonight and talk about item A first up. That's resolution number 033120A, and that temporarily changes some aspects of operations during the pandemic.
Sure. Thanks, Brandon. And this is, we only have two items on the whole agenda, and that's the reason for the nature of the special meeting. We are meeting on the traditional meeting night, even though it's a fifth Tuesday. So this is an item that we'd like the commission to consider some temporary suspension and changes to some of our normal policies. For example, right now, I'm not saying we will or we need to, but we were at one point considering doing a local emergency designation by the city. City of Topeka, for example, did that, and a few other cities have done it as well. Right now, in order for us to do that, we have to pass an ordinance, which takes two readings of that ordinance to occur, and then publication of that ordinance once it's fully passed. So it's usually, typically, that's about a 20-day process. So we could have some special meetings to speed that along. But one of the things we're asking the commission to consider is to suspend that process and convert are two readings of an ordinance to a single reading. And this is something that a lot of cities have already done just from normal operating procedure. It hasn't been our practice, and we haven't made that change. We've talked about it, though, over the years of doing some things to make that more sufficient. So this would help us if we wanted to pass some special rules or something like that that would take an ordinance to do. We would change that to a one-reading ordinance to implement some type of measure that might be related to the COVID-19 emergency. And so, again, this is we're recommending that this be a temporary change up until the emergency is over. And so there's some other changes that we're recommending in this resolution, so it does do that. The other one is just also adopting or suspending some of this public comment policy that we have right now. As the mayor indicated, we have a very open and transparent, robust, I would say, public policy for comments, you know, on each agenda item, and also the first meeting of the month has been general public comments. So we're suggesting that that process be modified during this time when we're having to hold these virtual meetings, and essentially do what we just ran through with the submittal of those comments prior to the meeting beginning. As the mayor indicated, though, the same avenues of communication until that time with commissioners is available to the public. The resolution also speaks to giving me a little bit more authority to be able to suspend or cancel meetings for the city. And this, for example, we're looking at next week's planning board meeting. We've been in touch with some of the applicants. There's a rezoning that was originally scheduled that would actually require a public hearing, which, as you can imagine, would be even a little bit more difficult in this kind of a framework. So we'll be looking hard at those and trying to move forward with only things that are needed to continue some operational aspects, and hopefully some of the folks that requesting some of those changes won't mind deferring some of those things. But it will give us give me the authority. And typically, I would consult with the mayor on those agendas and those provisions for postponing or delaying some of those meetings. The other aspect of that would temporarily increase my purchasing authority to $75,000. Right now, I have emergency purchasing authorities for specific type incidents in emergencies. This would broaden that a little bit to kind of cover for all categories, as well as some change orders. Again, this is something we've been talking about doing over the years anyway. For the past couple of years, is amending our purchasing policy to provide for that and allow for some more efficiency. And I know the concern from commissioners has been that just good reporting as to what gets approved and what doesn't. And so those are the primary aspects of the resolution, asking the commission to approve. Again, this is temporarily, again, for the period of the emergency or until the commission deems it unnecessary.
Yeah, I think, you know, some of these are necessary, but it needs to be clear that this is going to be due to COVID-19, and there will be a end point to it as well. And some of these, the thing with just having a first reading is it depends on the items. There are some items public doesn't know that, you know, we've discussed, or, you know, could be a variety of reasons they may not have known until they realize through other media sources the city commission just passed such and such an item. And when it comes to first reading, then we usually get comments afterwards, and sometimes that changes decisions on our second reading. For example, Peace Memorial Auditorium or the Douglas Center, whatever it might be. Now, those types of incidences may not happen during this emergency period, but you just never know. So I think, you know, as far as this resolution, we will probably go ahead and do it on reading one. But those are the some reasons, some of the discussions that are going to happen this evening. When is an end period for it? What does all of this mean? You know, even as public comment, people need to also understand that when we go Facebook Live, when we do our meeting and it's on Facebook Live, the comments you put on Facebook are not going to be the comments that we are going to be using in our decision-making process, because that's going on real time, and that's not something we have access to. Also, if we put our agenda item early and somebody comments on Facebook, hey, you know, Usheretti and Aaron Esterbrook and all names us all and says, here's your discussion item, general agenda item, and here's my thoughts on it. We can't respond to that. That's the, that when we have a discussion before our meeting and two or three of us even are having that discussion on Facebook, that violates the COMA. And we can't, people need to understand we're not trying to be, we're not trying to not communicate with them, but it's just something we can't do on Facebook when it comes to our agenda items. So some people may wonder why we are not responding, and it's nothing personal. We would be violating our own ethics.
Very good. Well, I need to take a quick break. Can we finish that comment here after the break?
Sure.
Okay. Well, stay tuned. More in focus after this on K-Man.